Hello and welcome to another episode of the Parkmanship Podcast. My name is Ryan and with me is Andrew. Andrew, how's it going?
Better. A lot better.
It's good to hear.
Yep.
So before we get into the main topic of this episode, I just wanted to say that we have decided that our next episode after this one, so the episode coming out in 2 weeks from now, is going to be our season one finale. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back in June of this year for season two. But in between the next episode and June, we're actually going to do a couple of special episodes, one for National Park Week and then another one for the Upper Delaware River that we have to do for the Listener's Choice episode.
Yep. Due to scheduling conflicts, it's been kind of a problem. But we promise we will get to it.
That's correct.
All right. So in lieu of story of the week, we're going to talk about, I don't know how to describe it, our travel nightmare?
Yeah, that'd be a good summary of it.
Yeah, that's, I guess, I'm going to label it traveling in January hazards.
Yes.
All right, Ryan, what happened to us while we were trying to come back from Hot Springs?
Well, I made the mistake of traveling home on my birthday in the middle of winter. So while we were at the bar having birthday drinks, I noticed our flight home got canceled.
Excuse me. It was something. I think in the past 5-6 years we've been traveling. We've never flown in January. B, yep. I don't think we've ever had a flight canceled or delayed.
I don't think we've even had a bad day, a day of bad weather at all.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pretty
lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it all came back to bite us this week.
Yep. Yeah. So as soon as our flight got canceled, well, we had a 2-part flight. We had, we were going from Arkansas to Atlanta. And then from Atlanta to Connecticut, and the Atlanta to Connecticut portion was the one that got canceled. So I decided to get home as early as possible. The idea would be to fly from Atlanta to Pittsburgh and then just drive home and beat out a snowstorm that was going to hit Connecticut the next day. But even that fell into more problems because once we got in the air from Arkansas to Atlanta, they shut down the Atlanta airport.
Due to high winds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we got stuck in Alabama for, yeah. I feel like it was 2 hours. Was it 2 hours?
It was about that. I lost count. I gave up. Yeah, I tried to nap. It didn't work. On the way home, I tried to nap, but there were screaming children. One somehow injured their face and had Band-Aids all over it.
That was weird.
And the dad was just sitting there, like, not caring and also not obeying. So on federal, because airports are federal grounds, I think, you have to wear a mask because it's a federal mandate. And to quote the guy on the airplane, he turns to the flight attendant and he goes, "There's a mask mandate?" And this is at like 12 o'clock at night. Like, it's midnight and, you know.
There's no way he didn't know that because there's signs and videos everywhere saying you have to wear a mask.
You had to watch the mask video to get before you could watch anything on the TVs on the plane.
Yep.
I don't like it. It blows my mind sometimes how dumb people try to play to get around stuff. Like, I called them being a bad experience as soon as I saw them in the airport.
Yeah, you did.
And karma had it to put them like a row before us. And somehow the poor girl...
It was two rows before us.
Yeah, but somehow the girl between us and them ended up watching his kids who she didn't even know who he was. Oh, God, it boggles my mind. And then the guy who blamed Joe Biden for his flight cancellation. But
That guy was interesting because... Yeah. He was, like, screaming about how Joe Biden is behind this whole flight delay. But then he was, like, speaking – he was bilingual. and like had a camera clip on his backpack, so he like was clearly into photography but was also wearing camo, so he was into hunting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's our travel story of the week.
I think I want to say, like, everything went wrong on the 28th. But, like, as soon as we, like, switched over past midnight, it got a lot better because our hotel, like, super easy to get into that we had to, like, get at the last minute, so we had some place to stay in Pittsburgh. And then our drive home from Pittsburgh to Connecticut, it worked. Our plan worked.
Yeah. I will say Pittsburgh's bleak and boring.
But we didn't really explore it enough. We were just there.
But like just a general drive through was just kind of bleak and boring, and everything was made of steel.
But let's be honest, we were like super tired. We were not in the right spirits to visit Pittsburgh that day. We weren't even supposed to be there.
I don't even want to visit Pittsburgh on a good day. Anyway, let's get into our main discussion here, right, Ryan?
Yep.
Ryan, where'd we go this week for your birthday and my birthday?
Yeah, so this week we went to Hot Springs National Park. So Hot Springs National Park is one of our oldest parks, actually, federal parks. It's in Arkansas, and it was created to protect ancient thermal springs, mountain views, some incredible geology, and forested hikes. And this is all in the middle of a town, so it makes for one of our more urban national parks, and therefore also one of our more unique national parks. And I think the reason why we chose Hot Springs, this was more on my idea, I kind of convinced you on Hot Springs, is I just wanted like a quick trip that we can do in the middle of winter to a national park. And some of our options were either to go to like Texas or some of the California parks, but in the case of like, for instance, Death Valley, there was just too much to do in so little time. And then in the case of like Big Bend, it was just too remote. We just wasted too much time traveling to it. So we ended up on Hot Springs, which Arkansas actually isn't that warm in the middle of the winter. It's, 40 degrees the whole time we were there. But it does have a lot of activities that you could do in the winter.
Correct. Hot Springs are a year-round thing. I do think we would have seen it more lively in the summer. It was pretty quiet while we were there.
Which I enjoyed.
Yeah, it was nice. It's one of the weirder parks because it's like not like a typical national park, because it's like there's a town running down the middle, like a fully functional, like, you know, businesses, and there's a congressman that works on the site. His office is in Bathhouse Row. Were you gonna say, yeah, Ryan?
The park is pretty much just composed of these two mountains, and then in between these two mountains is Bathhouse Row, which is a bunch of historical bathhouses. So it's kind of like seems more like a national historical park than an actual national park, but it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Journey to Hot Springs on the way there was pretty normal. Driving there was interesting.
I didn't drive there. You drove there, but it seemed like a pretty straight shot.
Yeah.
Like an hour drive.
It was, speed limit was 70. We did see like 36 churches on the way there.
Yep. A lot of churches, definitely in the South.
Yeah. Prison bus doing road work. That was a new one.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that was not on my bingo card for that.
Sure.
Final destination. We got stuck behind a lumber truck that was kicking up a bunch of wood, and wood was.
That was scary.
Yeah, yeah, that was that's from straight out of Final Destination.
I actually feared for my life for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah, they weren't like little wood chips; they were like chunks of wood flying off.
Yeah, they were like not, they were like very crudely cut, so there's just chunks like flying all over the place.
Yeah. One second here. What I'm trying to think of what else happened. I
I mean, it was pretty straightforward. It was just it was an hour from the Clinton Airport, which is the main airport in Arkansas, and we just went straight there. We took a brief detour to try to get to Buffalo Wild Wings, but it looked closed, so we continued on.
Yeah, I mean, it literally was right or left out of the airport, right on the highway, and then I took a left at some point and drove straight.
Yep.
Yeah. That was fun. Where did we stop first for food, Ryan?
Yeah, so our first stop upon entering Hot Springs National Park is the only brewery in a national park, and that's the Superior Bathhouse Brewery.
Which is a fact of the parks. Is what is it, Ryan?
It's an old bathhouse.
Yeah, but is it unique in some way to the national parks?
Yeah, I just said it's the only, or it's the first and only brewery inside a national park.
I kind of glazed over that. That was my bad. Yeah. Ryan, what did you have right off the bat?
I got a flight of beers. And when we went the next day, I also got another flight of beers because I wanted to try out all the beers. They had a pretty diverse and interesting list.
Yep. Yeah. I think the food was really good. The people were very nice in Arkansas. Everyone was super friendly.
Yeah.
You hear about Southern charm. I don't know if Arkansas is technically the South, but yeah. I mean, they were very nice. Very nice.
Hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did the Superior Bathhouse, and then I thought the fries there were fantastic.
Oh, so it's that part of the episode, Andrew. It's the fry review of the week.
Oh, yes, it is. Which is weird because usually I have to remember where we ate. But this is the first podcast where we visited somewhere, and we're doing it the week after.
Yeah, so it should be an easy review for you.
Oh yeah, it was a 5 out of 5.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. They were hand cut. They had this kick to them almost. I don't know if I gave you a couple, but they were
solid.
They were solid. I just think that the reason I give them a 5 out of 5 is because they had this kick, and just where we were made them kind of unique, in the middle of a national park at one of our usual eats is a brewery. So, and looking upon across the street, there was a store called the Bear Necessities, which I found really funny because it was BEAR, and I think they sold clothing and not anything fur related. So,
yeah, there were some interesting stores on that strip. I remember there was a lot of advertising for that hat shop across the street.
Also, the Rocks. There's a store.
Oh, yeah, there's a rock store.
I think it was just called, what was it? Everything About Rocks or something like that. And there's a jazz club across the street called the Ohio Club. And then we learned what an oxygen bar is because we were staring at another restaurant. It was an Argentinian sandwich shop, right?
Yeah. Or a coffee shop.
Argentinian something like
coffee that. Shop.
We had to look up what an oxygen bar was, which is a scam.
It sounds like it.
It's just flavor. It's smelly air, I think, is what it boils down. It smells different or something.
So, yeah, after the Superior Bathhouse Brewery, we went to the Visitor Center, which is the Fordyce Visitor Center. And it's called that because it's in the historical Fordyce Bathhouse.
Yep.
And I thought this was one of the more interesting visitor centers we've been to.
Yeah, because we got to tour it, self-guided tour.
Yeah, it was actually its own museum.
Yeah. We did take some photos. A lot of the photos are me in awkward places. Or in front of statues, or trying to ruin Ryan's pictures.
Yes. But yeah, it showed you all the activities that they had, that they offered in this historical bathhouse. And there was a lot of pictures and diagrams of that really uncomfortable looking
the steam bath
machine where they lock you in and all that's shown is your head.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in there.
I think you would have enjoyed it.
Oh, it looked so uncomfortable. And they were always smiling in all the Yeah, it looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep. Ryan, what did you pick up there? Because I think it might be a Unigrid, if I'm not mistaken.
I did get a Unigrid and some hiking information, but yep. Also Unigrid.
So, Ryan, is it Unigrid review of the week time?
I guess it is.
All right. Well, just new for you because, like, you know, fresh out of the park, got a brand new Unigrid.
Yeah, so I thought this Unigrid was pretty standard. It had a fair bit of history, some timelines of what took place there, and then it has a pretty big park map on the back with some of the wildlife on there and some of the vegetation. And it had a black bear on there, which makes sense. You know, bears are almost all over the place, but we didn't see any bears, so not really representative of what we saw. And then it didn't have that, it had a bunch of plants on it, but didn't have that, like, bamboo family plant that we kept on seeing all over the place.
You mean
the, like, the red berries and had, like, the purple tint to it?
You mean the invasive species that shouldn't be in the park?
That's correct. But I thought it was so widespread, they're never getting rid of that thing.
Yeah. Did it have the hikes and walks on there?
It did not. It had no information about hiking. That's why I had to get the separate hiking pamphlet.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it was mostly history. It had, you know, the big map on the back. So pretty standard. 3 out of 5 arrowheads for me.
All right. And we did do some hiking.
Yeah. So the first day, like a little bit after we went to the visitor center, we tried doing the Goat Rock Trail.
Hey, Ryan, what's not on the Goat Rock Trail?
Sunset?
Yeah, nor we tried to catch sunset, Ryan?
At the Goat Rock Trail. And it turns out the overlook was facing east, not west. Which means sunrise is where you want to be for that. So a few days later, I actually did catch the sunrise there. It was a lovely area to see the sunrise from. But
little
we did not
back,
see the sunset that year.
Little backstory. Ryan was very sure that the outlook was going to see sunrise or sunset there. And we got there and we realized we were facing the wrong side of the mountain.
Yep. I mean, like, normally it's pretty easy to find information about sunrises and sunsets. But there's very little information about that for hot springs. And that's despite the fact that obviously there was a great location to watch the sunrise. So someone should work on that. Maybe it should be me.
Yeah.
Point out where the best sunrise and sunset places are for hot springs. Mm-hmm. But I only know of the one now.
Well, we did walk on the sunset trail the day after, but we'll get to that.
No, we can talk about that now. So So Goat Rock is on the I think it's like Hot Springs Mountain, I think is what it's called. And then the other mountain is called West Mountain, and that's where the Sunset Trail is, and that's the park's longest trail. It's like 15 or 20 miles. We didn't do that. But we took a few steps on it because we actually ended up doing the West Mountain Trail, which is only a 2.5 mile loop. And, you know, I thought that was a pretty okay trail, nothing special. But
it crossed into, like, people's backyards.
Yeah, the entrance did. It was very, very close to the public setting. The viewpoints were okay. It did have a couple of good views of the Hot Springs Mountain Tower.
Oh, that yeah. Cool. Yeah, we did go up that too. That was cool.
We can talk more about that later, but I was just saying, like, this hike had some pretty good views of that. But that's really the only two trails we did, unless you count the Grand Promenade, which is the, like, little walkthrough you can do behind Bathhouse Row. And that had some really cool water springs. One that was hot water, where you could literally just fill your bottle with hot water. And it tasted so good. It tasted like tea, I have to be honest. I love that. And then there was the other fountain on the other side where you could fill your water bottles. But we didn't bother doing that because there was a line with people, like, filling up entire tubs of water with it.
Yeah, they brought, like, 30 or 40 jugs.
It was weird.
Like, I get it, but, like, that's an excessive amount.
Oh, super excessive.
Yeah. We wanted to get food at our hotel that night, too. I'm skipping forward a little bit. And, yep. Ryan, what was going on at the hotel when we got there?
What was going on at the hotel? I forget.
There was a lot of people there. And we were like, oh, maybe the food's open. We went over and it looks, their restaurant's closed. So,
oh yeah, everybody was at the bar.
Yeah. Lots of camo, lots of trucks outside.
Oh, I feel like at least a third of the people at that hotel were, there to go hunting.
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Was that the night where, like, we went downstairs and we tried to buy snacks and the lady wouldn't ring us out because it was 666?
That was the next day.
Oh, okay. That was still funny.
But that was an interesting incident as well.
Yeah. A lady wouldn't ring us out because she said, I think her exact words is, like, I'm not in it for bad juju. You got to buy something else. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So she's like, I'll ring you out for anything, but it can't be that number. She ain't messing with the Lord today, I think was her message.
Which it was.
But later that night, from the restaurant being closed at the hotel, we went back to the Buffalo Wild Wings. So it was only like a half hour out. And that turned into an adventure within its own.
Yeah, I didn't really witness this. I was
somehow
tired/too drunk to notice what happened.
Yeah, well, shout out to that waitress/bartender who ran the entire restaurant by herself.
Yep.
There was like 18 tables and it was just her.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan was sitting the opposite way, but I was sitting watching the bar. And at the bar, there was a really, really drunk guy. Like should not be able to drive. He was kind of rude to the bartender/waitress. He kept on calling her girl after she explained her name to him like four or five times. And then at one point he reached over the bar and was just knocking stuff over, like drinks she was making and stuff like that. Felt really bad. Checked in with her. She said, you know, she's doing okay, but not really. But he got up, right, Ryan?
Sure, I honestly did not witness.
Oh, really? He got up, went to the bathroom, but he barely could walk straight. And we got our food, we ate. There were two gentlemen at the bar who were staying after they paid their bills to help her out, just, you know, make sure nothing happened with that guy. Guy wanders out, we get our bill, we pay. We walk outside, and there's just three cop cars with this one dude.
I did witness that.
Yeah.
That part.
I had to explain this entire story to Ryan. As it was happening.
As it was happening like 5 feet away from me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reason why we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, as we said in a previous episode, this is kind of like our thing to do.
We go. Also, all the restaurants were closed in the area that we were like kind of interested in.
Yeah.
It was definitely their off season.
In the main hot springs strip.
Yeah. There was that shady Italian restaurant, which also had a shady hotel named after it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, probably time to talk about the hotel we stayed at.
Yep.
So we stayed at the Embassy Suites in Hot Springs, and I thought it was pretty solid. It was massive.
Yeah, it was a very big hotel because I think it was attached to like
an arena,
something like that, conference center.
But I feel like it was like either the first, second, or third tallest building in the city.
I think the other hotel, the one we could have stayed at.
That was pretty big too.
Yeah, I think that one might have been bigger. There's like a historical hotel there that's been there forever. But we didn't know if it was going to... I don't know why we didn't stay there. I think Ryan has some insight on that, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think this I just go with the Hilton hotels, and this was a Hilton brand hotel.
Yeah, the first The first night was a hard night's sleep because there was a fire alarm dinging in the room next to us.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Yeah. Yep. So it kept us up a lot.
Yeah. But otherwise we actually ended up with a suite.
Yeah.
We had like the two room thing going on. And yeah, there was a pool, which I used once. There was a bar, which I unfortunately didn't get to go to, just ran out of time.
It was always swamped.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a pretty solid hotel.
Yeah, it was. Walking distance to the park. Yeah, it was fine.
Oh yeah, I personally walked from there to the park once. I don't know about you. Did you?
No, I just drove us everywhere. Because, like, I think we didn't need to get gas in the car until we were on the way back to Little Rock. Like, that was
we drove a lot, but really didn't.
Yeah. Yep.
That concluded our first day.
Yeah.
And the main thing on our second day was finally checking out one of the bathhouses. So we went to Quapaw Bathhouse, which is one of the only two bathhouses on Bathhouse Row that's still functioning as a bathhouse. And it's the only one that accepts walk-ins, which is why we chose that bathhouse. And Andrew, how would you describe the experience?
Fantastic. It was weird being super relaxed and like not doing anything while being in the national park. Usually we're on about moving, sightseeing, stuff like that, but we stayed in a bath for like 3 hours.
Oh yeah, it was so much fun. And like ever since then, anytime I take a shower, it's like I kind of want to stay longer because it slightly reminds me of the bathhouse. It was so relaxing.
I catch myself putting the shower on way too hot.
Same.
Yeah, like it's not hot enough still though. That's the problem.
It was super hot. Well, one of them was super hot. There was four different pools that you could go into and switch in between.
Yeah.
The upper one was the coolest one. I think it was like 90 degrees.
It was like 98.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then as you went down and towards the center, the temperature would increase from pool to pool.
The left one was, I think, 102 or 100, the right one was 102, and the middle one was the highest at 104.
And you could tell the difference despite it only being 2 degrees.
Yeah.
It was very noticeable.
Yeah, and they had fresh water for us to drink.
Oh, yeah, they had fresh water. They had people that would come up and refill your water. People, like, offer you, like, more towels and stuff. Like, oh, it was great.
We had lunch there. Well, we had a quick snack, I think, essentially. I had a root beer float.
I had a tuna salad sandwich.
Yeah,
delicious.
It was very interesting because like knowing the history of Bathhouse the day before, it was a very different. It's very modernized compared to like the weird steam baths and the steam showers, and there's like mercury. I think
They were doing mercury treatments for some people there, which is
mercury's bad.
Yep. Whereas this was just purely relaxing.
We did
but also
get
fun.
We did get there early because we thought it was going to be busy, but we were the first two people in the bath for like a good half hour.
No, there was one person in there already.
Oh, that's right. There was a lady like. Well, she was in there for like 5 minutes and then sat on the benches for like an hour.
Yeah.
But we were in the baths constantly. I mean, we did dry off a little bit.
Well, I think everybody was doing that. Like you'd like go in for 30 minutes, take a 15 minute break, go back in for 30 minutes, take a 15 minute break.
Yep. It was good. It was very good.
Yeah.
That was most of that day. And then we went out to dinner at the hot springs, and then we did the hiking that day,
and then we also did the mountain tower.
Oh, we did do mountain tower. That was pretty cool. It had its own little museum. It also had the best gift shop in the park.
It did. That definitely had the most diverse set of gifts. So that's not where I bought my souvenir.
Yeah, you, Ryan, what did you buy?
I bought a rope. I had to buy a rope. I'm going to use that for my Premier League mornings from now on.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great.
Yep. What else did we do? I think that was it for day two.
Well, I mean, to go on with the mountain tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, the tallest structure in the area, so you got good views around. You got to see the entire park from the top of the mountain tower. So you can see, the two mountains and the bathhouse row. So you can see the entire geography of the place. And then I loved how, on the way up, it had a narration of telling you the history of the park and some of the other cool things about it. So cool experience.
Yeah, I did trick Ryan into believing that there were no stairs to be climbed.
Yeah, very disappointed I didn't get what would have been a really good workout.
It was 22 flights. I was not going to climb 22 flights in 40 degree weather.
Yeah.
Let's hop to day three, because day three we kind of, we're heading back and everything that could go wrong did happen.
Yeah, this is all the good stuff before the nightmare.
Yeah. We had breakfast at the pancake shop, which single-handedly ruined pancakes for me for a pretty good long while, in my opinion. It was the best pancakes I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, all right, no joke, I literally had pancakes at the diner the other day, and they weren't the same. It was disappointing. Because they had this, it was this fluffiness to them. And, they were the size of the plate. And the guy was like, yeah, you got to cut a hole in the middle before you eat them. And I listened to him, and it was, life-changing. I don't know what it was, but, the store just sells pancakes and, breakfast food. They're only open 7 to, 1 or something. You had bacon, and the toast was really good. Everything was homemade, and it was really cheap.
Yeah, so this place was right off the strip, near Bathhouse Row, and I wasn't really that hungry just because I did the sunrise hike that morning and ate some snacks while I was on the hike. So I just got bacon, which was okay, standard bacon, and then I got coffee, and I don't normally drink coffee, but this coffee was really good.
It's probably because they brewed it in the I almost said glacial water, because we're talking about glacier
water.
Yeah, hot springs water
probably was.
Yeah,
I mean the water fountain that's a mob scene was right across the street from this place.
Yeah, yep.
They must have.
Yeah. Speaking of brewing stuff, I discovered I don't. Just going on a side tangent, I don't know how to use a Keurig. We discovered this at the hotel.
You ruined.
I ruined a Keurig in the hotel.
You ruined some towels too.
All I wanted was hot chocolate, but somehow I messed it up to a point where, I'm going to avoid Keurigs. But yeah, the pancake shop was top tier.
Yep. So, and that pretty much concluded our time in Hot Springs, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a short trip, but it was a good trip.
Short but sweet trip.
Yeah.
Andrew, what was your favorite part about our time in Hot Springs?
Besides the pancake shop?
I mean, that can be your choice if you want to.
Not really, but I'm still on the pancake thing. I've been thinking about them for a week. I will say the bathhouses. It was the most relaxed I've been in a very long time.
Interesting. I guess I'll go with our time at Quapaw Bathhouse as well, just because it was a unique experience. It was relaxing and fun at the same time. Although honorable mention to that sunrise hike I went on, where I just walked a few blocks on the street in the middle of the night and made my way to the trails and walked all the way to the viewpoint and saw a great sunrise.
I will mention, between the hotel and the park, the main strip is not the greatest of areas. I don't want to be like Arkansas is, very nice, but it's also very, I want to say, low income. A lot of the houses on but the side street going up to the park were very run down, or like very run down apartments. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did. I would disagree with you. I felt completely safe walking those few blocks in the dark. You know, there was no sense of, you know,
homeless people being around. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it's super deceiving because, like, everyone's super nice there. It's just, like, the quality of housing gave off the wrong type of vibe.
I think that's a lot of areas, though. I think we're, you know, lucky to live in the Northeast.
That's fair. I can get behind that.
So where would you rank Hot Springs in terms of the national parks that you've been to personally?
Probably the bottom.
Okay.
There's not a lot of sightseeing, and there wasn't much like sightseeing hiking. Like it's not like it was fun, but I don't see myself ever going back. Like I definitely want to go back to Glacier. I definitely want to go back to Joshua Tree. I definitely want to go back to Dry Tortuga. Like those all stick out to me. This one's like kind of would have worked as a National Historic Site or something. You know what I mean?
It's a fair assessment.
Yeah. Where is it for you?
Yeah, it's probably in the bottom tier for me, and I don't want to make it sound bad because I actually really enjoy my time here.
Yeah, it's just nice.
That most national parks are really great. It's definitely not my least favorite. I've parks that are that I liked less than this. It's just I've enjoyed a lot more other parks more. And like I don't want to sound bad because this is a really cool place. It's just. It's small. I think it the small size detracts from it because there's only so much you can do at this national park.
Yeah, 3 days is probably a good amount unless you're going to go to multiple bathhouses.
Yeah, I think we went for the correct amount of time.
Yeah. We also didn't just do hot springs in Arkansas. Where else did we stop, Ryan?
Yeah, so on the way back to the airport, we went to Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site. And this is a site run by the National Park Service, obviously, that is there to honor the integration of African Americans into Little Rock Central High School. It was a big moment in the news and culturally wise for the United States of America when this happened during the Eisenhower administration. It was kind of a standoff between the federal government and the state government. And fortunately, the federal government with school integration won, and we're better off for that now.
Yep. It is the high school is still functioning today, so you're allowed to walk up to the high school. We didn't do that because it was like, you know, we wanted to catch our flight, be there early. Little did we know that didn't actually freaking matter. It had a really nice museum. They also had preserved the gas station across the street, and there was a
that
nice
was little... cool. I did not know about that beforehand.
Yeah, and there was a nice monument across the other way, in this like four-way intersection. And then you had the high school, which is I think they were saying like the oldest operating high school or something.
I don't know about that. I know at like
some,
one point
some...
it was one of the most expensive high schools rated.
It might have been that. I know something. There's some fact about it.
But yeah, I also had no interest in going into the high school or going up to the high school myself. I was definitely more interested in doing all the visitor center exhibits and then out the monument as well. There's still like a lot to do, even if you're not going up to the school.
Yeah, I mean, I want to stress with the COVID protocols there, they were very... very guided. Like there were stanchions up, like the rope stanchions, and that guided you through. You had a Purell when you went in and Purell when you left out. It was very
The Rangers made us wash even, our hands.
Yeah, and then when we went to the gift shop we had a Purell again.
Yeah. And and apparently they like put you on a timer, you can only be there for 30 minutes. But they told us because it was so slow that day they weren't gonna really honor that.
Yeah. I picked up a couple pins as per usual. Do you pick up a Unigrid?
I did.
Okay. I didn't even remember you grabbing one. It's also not that far out of the way. It's only 11 minutes from the airport.
Yeah. It's in the middle of Little Rock. Yeah. Both are in the middle of Little Rock.
It didn't feel like we were in the middle of a city, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Very quiet city. The journey home we talked about earlier. Yep. Let's talk about what we would have done differently. Oof. I can pick one right off the bat.
All right, go ahead.
Not January. Based on our travel.
I mean, yeah, but I also don't think
much other than that. I think it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, what's something I would have done differently?
Sunrise or sunset hike at the sunset spot.
I think I redeemed myself by actually seeing the sunrise there. But I mean, I guess like, I think we handled ourselves really well with all the chaos that we went through on the way home.
I think it's because we were so relaxed.
But like, I would have preferred if I like could have, you know, I'm so far behind on some of my TV shows, and I actually downloaded stuff beforehand to watch on the flight home.
I did that.
I'm just so stressed out about like everything constantly changing on the flight home. I didn't actually watch any of the shows I downloaded. So I wish I didn't stress out as much and did that.
I think a major one I would have done is I would have tacked on another Parker Park site in Arkansas, even though it might have been a couple hours away.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, because we could have killed more birds with, you know, the same stone, so to speak.
Yeah, we definitely could have, but we got the two that were close to each other.
Yeah, I think there's, what, how many? I think there's like under 10, right?
I think there's three others that we
have. Yeah. So, and I think we can clip those if we go to another state nearby.
Yeah, like two of them are close to Oklahoma, and the other one's close to Louisiana.
Yeah. I think the other thing I would have done differently is longer times in the layovers, but you really can't control that.
No.
Yeah. But other than that, I think it was a solid trip.
Yep.
All right, Ryan. Well, top three hotels and campgrounds we've stayed at. Because, I mean, this wasn't, like, it was a cool suite, but, you know, it wasn't a memorable hotel, in my opinion, besides the suite part. Ryan, what would your top three be?
Yeah, I thought this was a solid hotel that we stayed at. But number three for me would be the Flamingo Campground in Everglades National Park. So this is, like, directly in the Everglades. And it's like way, way down in the center of the Everglades.
Like 50 miles in from the visitor center or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere. So obviously you get a good view of the sky. I remember the campground we were at, there was like a coconut tree on our campsite. It's right next to, you know, the marina there, so you can get a few snacks if you need to, or get a few supplies if you need
There is a new visitor center now. There wasn't one when we were there, but
yeah, it was just a trailer.
Yeah.
And then obviously we saw manatees like a walk away from our campground. So great location. So that's number three on my list. Number two is the Mandarin Oriental Hotel that we stayed at on our first trip to Washington, D.C. This is obviously like a high-class chain of hotels. I remember because they gave you a rope. They gave each of us a rope that we could use the whole time there. So that was pretty cool. Perfectly located right next to the tidal basin. I think that contributed a lot to the great time we had on that trip. That's still one of my favorite trips, that first time we went to DC.
I definitely showed up in the wrong attire for that hotel, because I definitely was in basketball shorts and like a used like a rundown t-shirt. We showed up and everyone else was in like suit and ties and like formal wear, because it's like we're a dignitary stay.
But
yeah, super high class.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one that we've done is the Many Glacier Hotel in Glacier National Park. Just the perfect location on, was it Lake Josephine? No, it's not Lake Josephine. It's Swift Current Lake.
Yeah, Swift Current.
Just perfect location. Such a great view. We saw a beautiful sunset there.
Yeah.
My room had, you know, views of the lake and then one on the side so you can see into the parking lot and stuff. A little on the old side, but I think that contributes to the appeal of it.
Yeah. I don't know if, for me, I don't know if you're going to include international hotels. Let's, yes or no on that, Ryan?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Well, just... honorable, I'm going to throw it out there. Honorable mention is we stayed in this, I'll actually get into it later, but number three has to be, hold on. I wrote it down. It's definitely the Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Well, only three?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That one was really nice. Still one of my favorite trips. The hotel in Key West was very nice.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's my number two, mostly because the Key West sunset really stuck out for me there. Like, that's one of my favorite sunsets I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was right across the street from the ocean.
Yep, it had a nice pool. We met a bird friend.
White ibis.
Bird friend.
White ibis.
Yep. And then number one is still Many Glacier, hands down.
All right, solid list. What was the foreign one you were thinking of?
The I was going to go with that apartment thing we rented in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, or the hotel right outside Killarney.
Killarney.
National Park.
All right, save that discussion for the next episode.
Yeah, I will say Florida had one of the best hotels. It also had the worst hotel.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We already talked about this one
on
our previous episodes.
I could go on a whole rant about it. I don't know how I feel about Florida still. Like, Florida is a good trip. I don't know how I feel about the whole state of Florida. That's a discussion for another time. Well, Ryan, this was a great episode.
Yeah. So our next episode is going to be our season one finale.
Yep.
So we'll see everyone then.
Yep. This was Andrew.
I'm Ryan.
And this was Parkmanship.